On today's show, episode 13, Gotta Let It Go, I talk about releasing some of the unhealthy emotions and things like resentments that we tend to hold on to, which serve no real purpose lingering in our mind. For the question of today, I answer how I became interested in Taoism. All this coming up on your favorite podcast show, Cup of Tao, starting right now. You're listening to Cup of Tao with your host, Chris L. McClish. Chris is a man with many roles, many journeys, and one spirit. Hello, how you doing today? Hope you're having a good day. I'm going to start off with a parable, as I sometimes do. This is the parable of the monks who carried the woman. There were these monks, and they needed to travel 50 miles. But within their first mile of their journey, they came across a woman. They could tell from her clothing that she was very wealthy. She needed to cross a river and then travel 20 miles to her destination. It was on the way to where the monks were headed, so they figured they would help her across the river, and then she needed them to carry her because she said she had bad legs. Each of the two monks decided to take turns carrying her to her destination, 20 miles away, with one monk carrying her 10 miles and the other monk carrying her the final 10 miles to her destination. The woman didn't even utter a thank you as she went into this huge estate at the end of the 20 miles. After dropping the woman off, both of the monks were very tired and their backs and legs were sore. The monks still had to walk another 30 miles to their destination. One monk complained about how much his back hurt and how ungrateful and rude this woman was. But the other monk quietly listened. After about 20 miles of walking, the quiet listening monk turned to the complaining monk and said, "I stopped carrying the woman 20 miles ago when we dropped her off at her destination. Yet you continue to carry this woman with your anger and obsessing about her." Are there emotions that you've held on to? Things like prolonged resentments, past regrets, anger, and other things that you continue to have linger in your mind? We have a tendency to do something that I like to call stamp collecting, which is when we store up little bits of anger and frustration as though we're collecting stamps. Then something happens that really sets us off, and we cash them in, so to speak. Have you ever had experiences like that? You get mud on your pants, then you notice that a shoestring is busted. Then after getting in your car, you realize that your fuel gauge is on empty. You get gas, but the credit card reader doesn't work. Then on the way to your destination, you're stopped by a police officer for speeding because you're trying to make up for being late. When you finally arrive at your destination, someone who is often snarly with you comments on your broken shoestring. Then you unload. You cash in all your saved-up stamps. We do that often in arguments with people. Spouses or family members who end up arguing, someone usually comes forward and is able to remember every bad thing that you've ever done in your life. To what good purpose does our saving up anger, frustration, and resentments serve? Similar to the delete basket on a computer or a spam mailbox in our email system, we sometimes need to clean out our storage before it does damage to us or before our stamps are cashed out and harm someone else. If your resentments are being stored in your brain, the only person that they're harming right now is you. They are disturbing your peace of mind. Can you forgive? Can you let go? I've mentioned how attachments to people, life roles, and things can be unhealthy. Are there attachments that you drag with you that you need to let go of? Maybe you could write down things that you're attached to, such as beliefs, anger, resentments, and either burn the list or put it away in a dark closet. Your assignment this week is to find some weeds that are destroying your mental garden and then do some mental house cleaning. If it's not worth it to hold on to destructive forces that linger, direct your mind that you're making an executive order to let go of some of the stuff that is contaminating your outlook. Our question of today comes from Tad. Tad writes, "How did you become interested in Taoism?" I became interested in Taoism when I was in college. I already had a good background in world religions, especially Eastern philosophies and spiritual traditions. While studying more about world religions, and I visited a variety of worship settings, and I researched about Eastern psychologies, that was when I was drawn to Taoism. Having a background as a Native American and knowing about Native American spiritual traditions, I noticed some striking similarities between Native American spirituality and Taoism. Things in my life since then, such as martial arts, my experiences as a psychotherapist, my personal life experiences, and being drawn to acceptance and commitment therapy, along with many other things, has kept the message of Taoism close to my heart through the years. So it was in college that I especially became drawn to Taoism. I had done my master's thesis on combining Eastern psychology and philosophy with Western psychology, so that furthered my interest because of all the studying that I did for that. It seems like everything in my life has pointed to Taoism and that spiritual connection there. It's interesting because I had grown up in a really conservative area in the United States, a place called Oklahoma. So my beliefs could have ended up being very different than what they are now. Tad, thank you for your question. Don't forget to subscribe to my show in your podcast player app or to the RSS feed. You can find my email address, contact information, a disclaimer, and more information in the show notes, so please check those out. Be sure and purchase my book, Accepting Life on Life's Terms, Taoist Psychology for Today's Uncertain Times. Look for the book wherever you buy books, available in written and digital format. That's all for today's show. Join me next week for another great episode. Until then, I hope you have a great week. May peace and love be with you. Thank you. I'll see you later.
Thanks for listening.
Have a good day. This podcast is a Coach CMC production.